Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hey everybody, you feeling better? Well, you should. This is Bill Williamson, this is Silver Black Bride, this is our Day 2 podcast. Wrapping up the draft, it is about, what time is it? It's 8:48 on the left coast, the best coast. You know, the draft is funny, it's emotional, it's a roller coaster. Did I love all three of the Raiders' picks today in Day 2? I don't know. Did I love the one that really counts, the money one? Yeah, I loved it. I loved the Trevor Moehrig pick. And if they would have took him at number 17, I would have loved it. I don't know if I would have loved it, but I would have understood it. Love it at 43. And you know, a lot of people have said, and you've heard this, well, when you listen to this, you've heard this one before. Had the Raiders took Moore at 17 and Alex Leatherwood at 48, people would say, good draft. Good draft. Yeah, probably. But how about this? What if they took Darrishaw at 17 or Jenkins at 17 and people would say, really good draft? So, you know, every snowflake is different. From those who live in the snow like I have, every draft pick is different. For now, the focus is on Moehrig. I loved it. What I loved was the aggression. That's what I loved. The Raiders would have a lot of egg on their face had they not completed that deal and Dallas took them. Because look at Javon Holland, who may not have been a perfect Raider fit. It would have been a cool story if some Oakland played for Napoleon Kaufman at Bishop O'Dowd. He goes 36. He's the first safety off the board to Miami. Richie Grant, who a lot of people, including myself, mocked to the Raiders at 48, goes at 40. So now the Raiders got to start crapping their pants. One is, how is Moehrig still on the board? And two, we got to go freaking get this guy. And they made a deal with John Lynch, John Gruden, who shared a Super Bowl ring together in Tampa Bay, make a deal. The Raiders move up five spots from 48 to 43. They give up 121 in the fourth round. And then they get 230 in the seventh round. Really a no-brainer move up. And the Raiders kind of saved their draft in that pick. Really did. They saved their draft. And this guy's going to start. I think he's the real deal. Let's see if he's – I don't know if he's a superstar. You know, he did follow Ian Rappaport of NFL Media reported that he had a back issue at Pro Days. And this year is weird because, you know, even Mike Mayock said a lot. You know, we don't know about these injuries. So maybe that pushed him back. I don't know. Moehrig told reporters today that he's good to go. So we'll see. I don't think the injury is a problem. Hey, he fell. Awesome. Take him. Make him a star. And again, it saved the Raiders' draft. It really did. Now, I'm not saying this negatively. I don't say a lot of things negatively, and some people think it's negative. The Raiders got lucky tonight, but that's okay. You know, the Lions got lucky when the big left tackle from Oregon slipped to 7. The Chargers, AFC West had good draft, by the way, all those teams. Chargers got lucky when Sean Slater dropped to 13, and so on, and so on. And maybe the Patriots got lucky and Mac Jones at 15. We'll see. My point is, get lucky, and the Raiders got lucky at Moehrig. But they went and got him, and they got aggressive, and I loved it. Now let's see if he becomes a good player. He's a good fit. He says he, you know, he's a good fit, so I like it. The other two picks, Malcolm Kuntz from Buffalo, pass rusher, sounds familiar, right? Khalil Mack, Trevor Scott. And then Divine Diablo from Virginia Tech. Some people think that he could be a starting safety. Maybe if he gets his stuff together quickly, he could. And Jonathan Abram does not get his stuff together, and Jonathan Abram continues to struggle in coverage and on-field discipline. Maybe he pushes him for the starting job. We'll see. He may be moving to safety. I think he's kind of from safety to linebacker. I think this is very similar to Tanner Muse. So there's a point. Is there room for Tanner Muse and Diablo? Is Muse going to get run out after 1 year as a third-round pick? Who knows? We'll see. We'll see how these guys are. Diablo says, hey, I'm a guy. I make my game after Cam Chancellor. Well, who did Cam Chancellor starter? Gus Bradley. We'll see. All these guys are lottery tickets, basically. Even first-rounders are. There's no sure thing. So we'll see on those guys. I mean, they went defense. They needed a good defense. They went fast. They went Bradley guys. So it's cool. A lot of people think, and you're going to be sick of hearing it, but that's just the way, that's part of the story. You know, a lot of people think maybe these guys were overdrafted, especially Kuntz. There were more highly rated pass rushers available. Weaver, Jones, both guys from Pitt, Perkins from Oklahoma goes to the Patriots. We'll see. We'll see. Again, Morig saves the draft. There was a report this morning that got a lot of juice, a lot of attention on our site, Silver Black Pride. There's Tony Pauline. He's a scout. He's a reporter. He reported that the Raiders are going to have a major shakeup, and after the Leatherwood deal last night, I don't know, I wrote about it. Some people thought that I was stirring the pot. Oh, bullshit, I wasn't. I was just, I take temperature of this. Whatever's going on with this team, I'm going to try to report on it and put my opinion. I don't necessarily believe it. It's very odd. So we're just going to leave it at that. How about this? If there's a major shakeup, we'll talk about it. If not, we won't. But I don't regret putting it on the site. A lot of people read about it. And I wasn't endorsing it. I was just reporting what was reported. So reported about what was reported. So, and I feel good about it. But again, it's very odd, and it's very hard to fathom. And it's already been denied. So we'll move on. There's a report that Richard Sherman is choosing through the Raiders. After the draft, the Raiders, 49ers, and Jets. That makes sense. Salah is with the Jets, his former coordinator with the 49ers. The 49ers make sense because that's where he's been and he has relationships there. And the Raiders, Gus Bradley's there. The Raiders have gotten a lot of cornerbacks, veteran cornerbacks. They don't have much money, but we'll see. But, yeah, like I said, the AFC West had a pretty good draft. Chargers, Broncos, even the Chiefs, you know, with Orlando Brown and the Creed Humphrey from Oklahoma. How did the Chiefs lose the Super Bowl? Because the offensive line was hurt and it struggled. Well, the offensive line has really gotten better in Kansas City. But for now, it's celebrate a better day in the draft. Tomorrow, the Raiders got, right now, they could make trades. They got 162 in the fifth, 167 in the fifth, 200 in the sixth, and 230 in the seventh as part of the 49ers. Maybe they move up. A lot of people think that the draft, this class is really drying up after, you know, the fourth round or so. So maybe they try to move up. We'll see. There's talk. Ian Rappaport reported that they like Ian Book, the quarterback from Notre Dame. Jamie Newman is out there. Look, at this point, you get the best available guy because they fill their biggest needs. They got a lot of guys on this roster. I don't know if a number 200 pick is going to make the team. So maybe package a couple and go get something. You know, pick twice or something. You know what I mean? Get a quarterback just for kicks. A lottery ticket. And get something else and call it a day. So tomorrow's going to be interesting. It's always interesting in draft. It's always interesting in the Raiders. There you go. Thanks for listening. Just wanted to get something quick up here on Friday night. Will I be back tomorrow? Maybe. If not, during the week. Take care of yourselves. Have a lot of fun. Enjoy it. Be safe. Get up early because we're getting after it again. This is Bill Williamson. This is Silver Black Pride. Trevor Moehrig saves the draft.